So we hit the record.
Did you hit record? It's been a while, man.
I did hit the record.
I don't know if I remember. I don't remember how to do this shit.
I don't know how to words. I don't know how to records. I don't know how to speak. So I forgot my microphone. Things are getting out of hand. Things is crazy, Jamie.
It feels like it's been like a year and a half since we last met.
January. When did we last meet? I don't know.
It was like the beginning of January. Whenever.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks after the Star Wars. Our last episode was about the Star Wars.
But everything's about the Star Wars.
I mean, somehow we collectively survived the Star Wars and are here to regale the people of the tales of survival.
That's right, kids. You boys joined Space Force. We're heading out shooting beyond the fucking stars.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Did you see the whole logo thing?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing, and I saw nerds get real angry about it. And
apparently,
once again, yeah.
Well, apparently that there was an older logo, like from the 60s, because there used to be a Space Command, like Air Force had a Space Command, and the old.
Wait. Go on.
And the old Space Command logo is pretty much. Uh-huh. Like a shitty version of the Space Force logo that they just released. So
okay, wait. So was the Space Command logo created before Star Trek was created?
I think so. I think that's the story that I've.
So what you're saying is the sweaty nerds who is a tapping their way through the social medias need to just use the box in front of them to look up. To find information to clarify their point and realize that they might not have the most solid ground. Jamie,
that's
not how the internet works, baby. That's not how anything. No.
That's not how the Force works.
That's not how Space Force works.
Well, I mean, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care about the logo. Like, I could go either way. Like, it's. Whatever, because there are other dumb shit things to be worried about when that came out.
No, well, hang on a damn second. Wait. Time out. You buried the lead. Now, hang on a damn second. If I've learned anything, it's that Trump likes a TV show, and a TV show is definitely fed by space, and a lead character needs a fat best friend that never goes out of style. It's your boy. Your boy's going to space. Just shooting beyond the stars, live in front of a studio audience. Space Force.
God, man. Ugh.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, but wait, Brandon, couldn't they just hire Home Improvement star Richard Karn? And I could be like, yeah, but he's too old to go to space. You need that new, fresh face.
Space Force.
That beautiful, bearded, flannel-clad, fresh face. That's right.
This episode is an audition.
Maybe I'm always auditioning. Look, I know what you're thinking. Scott Eastwood's a pretty man. He was okay in the last Fast movie. You know they're going to send his beautiful ass to space. You know he's too pretty, and he needs that foil. He needs that.
It's true. All right, Brandon, I think, let's intro. Welcome.
No.
Welcome everyone to the fucking Do It cast. We are part of the fucking Do It. No, we're not part of the fucking Do It network. Jeez, it's been that long. Keith is going to be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
He's just going to be excited. We put out an episode, in all fairness. So yeah,
we are part of the Nerds of Color Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's Hard Knock, NOCmedia.com. You're going to see the URL this entire time because until we get sponsors, that space is for the boss.
That's right. I see you, MeUndies.com, eyeballing me in space. That's right. I even need your support in zero gravity. MeUndies.com are the only underwear that are good enough to work upside down. You know, I could be Batman, but I'm too poor, but I can definitely be the fat best friend in space. And that fat best friend in space needs to have his package cupped in a loving manner. And thanks to MeUndies.com, I'm suddenly incredibly aware of who's listening to this, and this is going to be the most uncomfortable thing ever. We'll get to that in a minute.
You can't just be floating around like this in space. Yeah, it has to get locked down. It got locked down.
There ain't no flopping in space. Like, have we not learned this? Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. You let Space Force do it. You let NASA do it. You're going to have your stuff Velcro down. Ain't nobody want that.
Yeah. For sure. For fucking sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, happy Lunar New Year. I always mean to do something for the Lunar New Year. I never get around to doing it. But it turns out you and I are invited to next year's at Keith's. He said so on his Facebook. So he posted he posted the spread that they had at oh my god. And I was like, yo. Yo, B, did you get an invite? I didn't get an invite. Did you get an invite? I didn't get none.
Look, man, they were kind enough to grandfather me on the Nerds of Color podcast network. I think I'm already overstepping. The idea of just inviting myself to Lunar New Year, that's a stretch. Like,
well, I did it for us, so we're set for next year.
Once again, riding your Asian coattails to deliciousness. That's what I do.
If you never know until you ask, right? So,
no, I get this.
Other news, our friend Keith Youngblood is now the number one contender of Northeast Wrestling.
Yes.
So
won the, if I'm not mistaken, 30 man over the top battle royale.
Yeah, I can't wait. We need to get that DVD and watch that shit because we weren't like
to see that.
Yeah, because I want to get hype. We gotta support our boy. We gotta plan a road trip out there. Like, we got to be losing our voices in that audience, man.
Yeah.
I'm hype.
Yeah.
He's got new gear. It's red and black. He's got the logo that I designed for him on his
Wolfpack?
Jacket.
Wolfpack?
Yeah.
Wolfpack?
Yeah. He's gone like, oh.
Here for that Wolfpack jam.
Yeah. So, man, I'm excited. I'm excited for our boy. It's been a long time coming. He's been putting in the work. And it's time, man. It's fucking time. What else has been going on since we last saw each other?
Jesus. Where do we leave off? What's happened? A lot of work crap, a lot of just doing the thing. I got a chance to meet the other side of the girlfriend's parents, so that was an experience. Okay, so to double back, a little bit of a callback here. When I was spoofing about MeUndies, I was reminded immediately that she listened to the Thanksgiving episode and mentioned about all of that. So we went ice skating over the weekend, and brought that up. And I realize now, I want you to put ice skating and mentioning and talking about ice skating in the thing where I talk about meeting everyone. They were absolutely delightful. We get a chance to hang out with them next weekend as well.
Nice.
But I almost want to see if she brings up the MeUndies ad, because I've already broached this really just uncomfortable space. So at this point now, I may as well just settle in it like a hot tub that's just a little too hot. Just like, yeah, it's a second degree burn, but it's topical. It's fine. It's good.
Oh, God.
Ouch. Yeah, I don't know what else to do now. It's here, and this is what happened. yeah.
Damn, yo. But that's cool.
Yeah, I also learned that apparently I can ice skate, and I've only done it one other time when I was like 15. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so gold stars all around for me not busting my shit all over the ice.
Do you have the toe pick, or did you get the hockey skates?
The hockey skates. They ain't giving me no toe pick. Get out of here with that.
Toe pick.
I don't think they make them for me. Like, I think it's... Yeah. There's a weight limit there. It's just that it's just how this works. Like when they start measuring your jacket in square feet, you don't get the toe pick. That's how this works.
Yeah. I mean, toe pick is helpful as shit though.
Yeah. Maybe for your delightful slender body, but ain't for me. Like, nah, bruh.
The last couple times I took Hazel, they just gave me the hockey skates by default.
Yeah.
Because I think...
Did you go back and you were like, yo, bruh.
Well, I didn't go very far because I was trailing Hazel, so I was helping her along. I don't remember if they gave her the toe pick skates or the hockey skates. I don't remember because that shit's sexist.
More importantly, did she end up getting one of those sweet walkers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Right on. Yeah. Yeah. It, genuinely, like, I would love to see some sort of, like, you're familiar with Murder Ball?
No.
That thing, the wheelchair basketball?
Yes. Movie? Yes, 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 yes.
So I kind of want to see some sort of similar function only using ice.
Oh my God.
Like frozen water polo or something like that, where yeah. They're just like, they're on the sleds. We got to figure out some sort of propulsion system. I don't know how that works. If it's like rubber, like paddles on the ground or like some sort of like chipping system where they kind of row or something like that. And then you got to rotate like some tank tread action or something. Yeah. I want to see all of this.
Murder ice.
Yeah, I just want to see people take those walkers and just kind of battle it out on the ice. And I don't want to assume that we need to arm the elderly this way, but I'm here for that too.
I mean, if you get a bunch of high school kids in the ice skating rink with a bunch of toddlers, you're going to see that anyway.
See, I don't want any of that. I want people who shouldn't necessarily be fighting. Like, I don't want to assume, you know, like... just attacking them is consent. Like combat isn't consent, but like if we can get some permission slips and they want to throw down, I'm here for this.
Combat is not consent.
Oh, man. You hear that, LARPing community? Combat isn't consent.
Man, what else happened in January? Fuck, I don't know, man.
Politics shit that we're definitely not going to get into because I don't want to be sad anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? I don't know, man. Like, what you been up to? Obviously working like crazy.
I just finished inks on the book. So now it's coloring. Coloring
okay.
Doesn't take as much time, but it's still going to take a while. But I took today to just kind of like reset, yeah. gather some reference material for the coloring stuff, and also do more work because your boy is so fucking busy.
Yeah, I get this. I get this.
But yeah, I mean, that's all I've been doing. It's like nothing interesting has been going on. So that's why we kind of opened with like Lunar New Year and Keith, because everything else has just been same old shit.
Do me a favor, because I realize that I have not seen the new Bad Boys movie, and you have.
Oh.
Hang on. Oh. So I have to ask, because I don't want any spoilers.
Okay.
That's on me. I get this. We're well past the window. If I end up seeing it on social media, that's fine. But I'm asking you, can you give me 4 descriptive words about the movie and nothing more?
Oh, 4. 4 words shit.
About the movie. Come on.
I can give you a sentence.
Yeah, you can.
I can give you, okay.
How many words are in a sentence?
Okay. Really, really fucking fun. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Good.
When you go into certain films, you know what you're getting, and this does not disappoint.
Okay. Good. Now, the most important question that I have, better than 1, but not as good as 2?
It's been so long since I've seen them, but like so this one is more fresh in my mind. So okay. I would say this upholds the legacy. I think it's a lot better than 1. It's a debate okay. on 2 because I haven't seen 2 in a while. My initial thought is like, yeah, this is a high note in the trilogy.
Okay. All right.
Like, and it's surprising because 20 years later, you think like, what else do they have? Like, is there gas in this tank? There's gas. There's
turns
gas
out.
In the tank.
It turns out there's gas in this tank. I think next week we might have to do a segment where we break to senior field correspondent Dan Malahome and get his take on it. But
yeah.
I'm here for that.
Me, Rennie, and Dan, we're all fucking pleased. Like, we walked out of that theater.
Okay, good. That's if it reached all three bars, I'm good. I'm genuinely good.
Yeah, it was fun. And we were like, oh man, they're going to make more.
are they, you think?
I feel like they are. Like, it did really well at the box office from all reports. So, like,
okay. All right. Now let's double back to the more important one. Before we dig into the topic, I hope we have a topic. I don't know what it is yet. Have you seen the Fast 9 trailer?
I have not. And there's been a request for a reaction video. And I spent a while figuring that out. So I'll record that sometime tomorrow where I can, during the day, so I can yell my fucking head off. Because I've heard just enough.
Okay. All right. I will then not give you any response.
Yeah.
We all wait with bated breath. I look forward to it. If it ends up getting released before this podcast, let's hang on. Let's do some reaction shots to your reaction shots.
I have been spoiled by one thing, but until I see it with my own eyes, that does not exist to me. So, nice. But yes, I'm excited. I cannot wait for more Fast movies. FF9, you know, I'm there for it.
Yeah,
I'm there for
it. Nice. I'm looking forward to when we find out if a certain somebody is a Green Lantern. I'm doing a callback to an old episode. Dude, want that Zack Snyder crossover. Oh, here for it.
I would love that. So, Brandon Chalmers, I know you don't watch any of the CW shows, the CW superhero shows. They are not. They are fun, but.
Okay.
It is difficult to recommend them, but they did a crossover event at the end of the year and the beginning of this year that did a crossover over throughout every single DC property. Like the voice of Kevin Conroy, I think that's his name, the voice of animated Batman. He got to play Bruce Wayne in this crossover.
For all of that.
The guy who played the original Flash when they had the Flash series on, like in the 90s, he was there as the Flash. Okay. He's had a cameo in the series proper. But like the Smallville guy, he was in it. I don't know that guy's name. You remember Adam West and who's the other guy's name? Robin, who played Robin in the Adam West version?
I can't remember.
He was in it.
Okay.
He was in it. And then a surprise cameo, they had Ezra Klein, who played Movie Flash, crossover with TV Flash. And they did a whole like interaction thing. And then like at the end, they had a shot from the Green Lantern movie. So like now every single DC property exists in a multiverse. And I kind of need them to just go goofy and like cross over with each other.
No. Hang on. Wait a second. I get that you get like half of Scott Pilgrim's cast worth of DC characters, but was Jason Momoa in any of this?
Oh shit! No, he wasn't.
Then as far as I'm concerned, I'm still not interested because I don't care how many Supermen you have. It doesn't equal one Momoa. I'm not even talking about Aquaman.
That's true.
I'm talking about just the human delight that is Jason Momoa.
Man, he is so good. And you're right. You're right. It would have elevated, like even if he had like a 20-second cameo, it would have elevated the show.
Right. Like, honestly, if they could have just, I don't know, like, have SNL on the TV and just take his monologue from the last time he showed up and just have it there and just under it, like, right. Yeah. Like you get, I can't remember what his name is, but like you get him to do the voice of like Don Pardo, like, ladies and gentlemen, Aquaman. And just you have Momoa come down and do the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been perfect. Cause they do dumb shit like that all the time. Oh, Oh, that would have been so great. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I hate it. Now I hate it because they didn't do it.
Well, all right. That took me like 4 seconds. That's good.
Speaking of, I know you've boycotted the NFL for good reasons because they still harbor a lot of terrible people.
I should clarify to the players and the organizations and the secondary groups that help out charitable organizations and what have you, and especially the Walter Payton Award winners. I am absolute in full support of the actual players going out and doing really good things for the community.
Yeah.
I do not fault anyone if they want to watch football. I personally made the decision based on past experience as a Ravens fan, strictly with the Ray Rice situation and then what followed subsequently. It caused me to actually open my eyes to something that I should have noticed previously. I understand that before Ray Rice did it, there were absolutely more incidences, and I was turning a blind eye to it. That is my own shortcoming.
Yeah.
However, due to that, I made the active decision that I will no longer financially support the NFL. I have no interest in watching football. So, therefore, I did not watch any games this year. I don't own any Ravens merchandise, and I did not watch the Super Bowl either.
Yeah. The only reason I mention it is because there was a Jason Momoa commercial where he...
Oh, I saw the commercial on Jason Momoa's Instagram.
Oh, nice.
So I'm able to watch all the delightful... Yeah, like, I can watch all of the other things without... I can find out about Mr. Peanut dying in the baby peanut, right, without actually having to support, you know, wife beaters, child beaters, you know, what a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to do that sort of thing. Now, if I find out that, like, John Planters is actually just, like, somebody who beats the crap out of his wife, I'm going to look silly. But
well, you missed the Trump campaign commercial.
Miss is a strong word.
Oh,
miss
God.
Is a strong word.
Yeah,
I have no interest in sitting through and watching all that stuff. To my understanding, Shakira and J-Lo did really well, and good on them for it.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
But
Well, you've seen the good one anyway. The Momoa thing was amazing.
Yeah. That's a sporting event. We watched Rumble, and I got Nicole to watch her first Rumble, baby's first Rumble.
Dude, we need to do Mania then. We need to do a thing for Mania.
Yes, we are going to do a thing for Mania.
I'm so excited. I caught the Rumble on the replay, and man, it. Besides the Santino thing, who could go fuck himself. The women's Rumble was dope as shit, man. Charlotte,
all of that.
Charlotte is like here, and like, you know, I know people get sick of her winning all the time, but there's a fucking reason.
Yeah, there's a whole big backlash from that, and a whole bunch of wrestling brouhaha going on. But I also understand that our audience has no interest in wrestling. So if you're interested in that and you'd like us to do a wrestling podcast, you can let us know. Maybe we'll do one like maybe once a month. But until we actually start getting some interest, I'm not going to chase away what fans we actually do have.
Oh,
hi, all 12 of you. How are you?
But there's that.
For that magical baker's dozen.
Yeah, but the men's Rumble, there's that one guy. Was it Keith Lee? Or some
yes,
dude.
Yes, Keith Lee.
Oh my God! Not only does he have the moves, but like that little attitude he threw before he like threw in a slap.
Dude's massive. Dude's kind. Dude's good looking. Dude can move.
Yeah. And without saying a word, like he can shut down. He can shut down Bork Laser. You know, like. Bork Laser's reaction, like, who's this motherfucker? It's Keith Lee, bitch. Recognize.
Nonsense. Let's be clear here. Brock went from curious to then excited, then to really excited.
Yeah.
It was like somebody got him a full... It was like, honestly, it's like seeing a kid get really excited about, like, little tiny, like, dachshund puppies, and then all of a sudden, somebody brings in a real dog for the kid to play with, and they're like, we're going to play tug of war! You're going to be my best friend! We're going to do rad stuff!
I would love to see an Iron Man match between the two of them. Just like big beefy men slapping meat.
I don't know if there needs to be, if you haven't done it, by the way, you need to listen to, I think it's the New Day's podcast where they talked about, they did like listener mail and hear Biggie talk about it. Big beefy boys slapping beef where you're talking about him.
Slapping meat.
Yeah. Brock Lesnar after 5 minutes. You literally, he looked like he was covered in mop and glow. You do not need I don't need the hour long Iron Man matches. I don't need your 25 minute classics. I need 8 minutes of just two goddamn tractor trailers just crashing into each other at full speed. And then something happens, and then suddenly we got to do it over again. Yeah. Will someone die? Will they end up making a diamond because somebody happens to be holding some coal in their titties? I don't know. But all I know is there's a lot of beef going on. Like, that's a meat market waiting to happen.
I mean, that's what it is. It's an Iron Man match, but it's spread out over a bunch of matches. So you have, they start off with a match, then you have like a filler match, then they come back, then another filler, then they come back, and then another filler.
Yeah,
and that's really what it is. You fill out a pay-per-view that way.
Yeah, it's literally just, we break it up in 10 6-minute segments, and they get to sit in the outside and like folding chairs where they get to just kind of breathe heavy and just kind of stare at each other. Like, Flippy Doo guys come in through, and the two of them are just peering at each other just all the way through.
Oh my God. Yeah. And the extra content you could have, because you could mic up either of them, and you could have Brock Lesnar ASMR and Keith Lee ASMR ringside as they're just like, oh. While they're watching people in the ring.
Just sounded like the fifth inning at like an adult, like just an adult softball league. It's just, you get like 4 beers and 5 innings in, everybody's real winded, it's like 85 degrees. Jesus.
Oh. Whew. Oh, Brandon. Okay. Brandon.
Yeah.
We call it the Big Boy Classic.
I'm here for all of this.
We get Biggie.
There's a 300-pound weight limit. It's 305 live. We dig into it. The referee has to wear a butcher's apron because that's how much beef's going on. I'm here for all of this.
Oh, man. We give Biggie his Goldberg match. We get Mark Henry up there. Yeah, we get his...
Whole pay-per-view is like an hour 30 tops, and that's with entrance packages. Like,
God.
We can do it weekly. It'll be a tight 24 minutes. We can keep it to a 30-minute episode. Am I watching Parks and Rec? Am I watching Beef Incorporated? Who knows? Like, yeah. Yeah.
You would need to reinforce that ring. Something fierce.
Okay. Cool. I'm good with us not reinforcing the ring, and we build some sort of kumite mat. Like, I'm good with all this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like Bloodsport.
Yeah, that pitch job. Yeah, yeah. Here for all of that. Just let gravity do the rest. You just put the beef on either end. Yeah. And honestly, we can just like put like a sheep's hook in the tights of each one of them, and you just unhook them and just let gravity do the rest. Yeah. Just looking like two 400-pound babies just toddling their way into each other.
What's it like when two semi-trucks hit each other? Oh, big strong man.
Delightful.
Big strong man in there.
Anywho. All right. Anyway, Jamie Noguchi, what's the topic this week?
We
don't have one.
Well, okay. So a while back, and I have this story on my phone, so let me vamp while I pull it up. There was a lady in New York, upstate New York, who wanted to open up a... Here we go. She wanted to open up a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
No problem. We've already talked about white people opening up Asian restaurants in areas.
I like how it's upstate New York, and we both automatically did the white lady math.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we've gone down south. Like, I've gone down south. You know, that vacation where we're going to a wedding down south, I went to an Asian restaurant, absolutely no Asian people in there, and it was amazing. So, like, you know, a white person trying someone
it
else's
can
cuisine,
be done. It can it, be
it
done.
It can be done. It can be done. Unfortunately.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately. Home girl. And I think she's married to an Asian guy, because the place was called Lucky Lee's, named after her husband, which is fine. You
know, there's a lot of white guys named Lee.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I think she is married to an Asian dude.
Okay.
I'm just gonna give her the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
So, this is a one of the Instagram ads that she came up with all on her own.
Okay. This is where the benefit starts to disappear. I can tell already. Go on.
Yeah. She said, "We heard you're obsessed with lo mein, but rarely eat it. You said it makes you feel bloated and icky the next day. Well, wait until you slurp up our high lo mein, not too oily or salty."
Wait, hang on. Okay, time out. A grown adult used the word icky in an ad?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Usually described for, like, I don't know, incontinence or adult diapers.
Yeah.
So icky.
Icky.
And they called it high lo mein?
High lo mein. High lo mein.
As in high lo
mein? High as in H-I-G-H. Like
high. Is it infused with CBD? Did they use CBD oil to cook the noodles in? Is that what happens?
I don't.
Because I'm here for a little bit of that. I gotta be honest with you. Like I'm here for that.
I don't.
If I find out there's like sesame CBD oil, you've got my attention.
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I think she wanted to give across the idea that this is like elevated lo mein. It's like. Like a bougie hipster new age version of lo mein instead of like the mall Chinese. And we've said mall Chinese.
It's different animal.
It's a different thing and it's dope as fuck. So why you gotta hate? Like,
okay. So I'm confused. Did they at least spell Maine right? Like the state? Cause I assume this is white enough that it needs to be named like the state.
That would have been actually better.
Is it created atop a peak in southern Maine. Hilo, Maine is created.
Hilo, Maine is created at elevated heights. We infuse our lo mein with the flavors of low altitude.
Just this feels like a King of the Hill bit. It really does. Like, yeah. I feel like Boomhauer should be saying this. Hilo, Maine, man.
Hilo, Maine. Not too salty. Clean.
Yeah, just right, like
clean lo mein.
Also, look, I don't need your skinny calf shit getting into my Chinese food. Like, if Cookie Monster knows that cookies are sometimes food, and you don't know that lo mein's a sometimes food, and you're like, well, time to watch Al Roker and break into the lo mein.
Breaker
into if your the day mein. Starts bloated, that's on you, Karen. That's on you.
Yeah, and so she got blasted as
by everybody?
By everybody, but specifically the Asian community. Like, everyone had knives out. They dunked on her. They dunked on her. They dunked on her to the point where she had to close up shop and just like, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Jesus, all right.
Yeah, and so like, I wanted to...
Wait, hang on. I'm confused. Where this... Okay, so this Asian restaurant is located in upstate New York, right?
Not anymore, but yes.
Okay. At the time, it's located in upstate New York, right?
Yeah.
Is there such a groundswell that she couldn't just delete her Twitter account and go back to work?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there was a way to spin out of this, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to put you and me out there as like diversity consultants. Like, we could fix this. Like, we could...
Yeah.
Because like, I'm sure the food is great, and like, I'm sure the biggest problem was like her equating like traditional Chinese food to being unclean and unhealthy. Like, don't yuck out someone else's yum, especially if you're trying to like put out an alternative version of a traditional cuisine.
Call it a calorie smart menu. Mention that you use healthier oils to create a healthier experience.
Yeah.
If you want to have the traditional flavors with a lighter fare or lighter taste, fine. Leave that for the people who go to restaurants and buy salad.
Yeah.
For everybody else, make good Chinese food, shut your Twitter account down, and stop it. Like, this isn't hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why she just stuck to her guns for so long and trying to she would be interviewed by people and they'd be like, and she would be saying like, oh well, we're trying to prepare like a cleaner, healthy version of the Chinese food, and it's okay. Like, woo.
Right. Well, hang on a second. Like, my bitching aside, right? If you found out that your local Chinese joint had a lighter fare menu,
yeah,
where they mentioned that, you know, there are things that use less sugar, less oil, what have you, it has a lower calorie count.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They never actually tell what the calorie count is because that's always the secret of Chinese food. Never, ever, ever. Look at me right now. You hear me, America? Never. Ever, when you go out to eat anywhere, I don't care if it's TGI Fridays or goddamn Nando's or wherever,
never
look at the calorie count.
No,
trust your judgment. Yeah, that fried things are kind of bad for you, and fresh things are kind of good for you, and everything else is a question mark.
Yeah,
sauces, complete game changers on the flavor spectrum and also the calorie count. Well, you don't know what's what. You're not a chef. Everything's covered in butter. Accept it. Accept it.
And the healthiest eating is the stuff you make at home. So like, if you're going out to a restaurant,
if you want something healthy, go eat a bowl of Special K, Karen. Stay your ass out of the Chinese food restaurant. Make good Chinese. This is not hard.
Yeah.
It's true. If I open a hot dog joint, they got to be the best hot dogs. Otherwise, why bother?
Yeah.
Burgers, donuts, I don't care what it is. It can be a sometimes food. And it can be really popular sometimes food. Because there's a lot of people, so there's a lot of sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's not a hard concept. Stop being so clever that you're trying to rename everything. What? No one is getting drawn in by your high-low marketing campaign.
No, they're not.
Like, whoever talked them into that, I assume it's either their friend they think is so funny, who's really not funny, or they got goofed into something by somebody who likes to workshop everything to death. If you've got a friend who likes to workshop every name to death, stop listening to them after the second one. They don't have a good idea. They're not going to get there.
They're not digging for gold.
Good idea right out of the gate, or it's not going to get there.
Yeah.
You guys workshopping this thing to death, you are literally just trying to put a square peg in a round hole. You can curve the edges down, but eventually it ain't what you started with.
Yeah, and I think that's why I appreciated the places that I went to in North Carolina. They didn't call it like high mapo tofu or like, you know, deconstructed mapo tofu. They called it mapo tofu. There's a photo of what you're getting on the website. It's different from what I'm used to, but I'm still going to order it because they're not up in my face like, oh, this is an elevated form of mapo tofu. Chef Steve went to Wuhan province and learned from like the great Sifu how to prepare. Cool. And so he brought it home and used the local. No, it was just like, here's the mapo. Here's a photo. Do you like it?
Here's the thing. Every recipe that I ever look up online now requires the backstory like it's a Christopher Nolan Batman movie. Like, I need the first 2 hours to explain to me why Christian Bale has a lot of money and a real cool car. Like, I don't need all that. Like, I get it. His parents are dead. Let's get into the shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Obviously, you could wrap up Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, whole nine. So what happened? Parents are dead. Let's get into some shit. What happened? Uncle's dead. Let's get into some shit. What happened? Family's dead. Planet's dead. Let's get into some shit. It's every Disney movie. We can cut the first 20 minutes off of every Disney movie, except Lilo and Stitch. That's goddamn delightful, and they had the courtesy of killing the parents in a completely separate scene.
Yeah, anyway, it was so good. Oh, I love Lilo and Stitch.
So much better. Anyway, I don't need this thing. And you know where that story belongs? In the completely never read about section on your website.
Yeah.
Or in that paragraph that's on the inside of your menu.
That no one
reads.
That
no one ever reads.
Yeah.
Get all, just apps, break out the thesaurus, break out poetry.com.
Yeah.
Let that shit, break out, put quill to paper and handwrite every menu for all I fucking care.
Oh, God. Yeah. That would have been good.
But make good food and let that be it. If you want, like, because here's the thing. There's a ton of shit chain restaurants around. If I want mediocre overpriced Chinese, I can go to PF Chang's.
Right.
If I want mediocre pizza, I can go to Little Caesars. The difference is I know what I'm getting every time I walk in to a P.F. Chang's in Peoria, and I walk into a P.F. Chang's in Baltimore. It's the same meal.
Yeah.
It's mediocre. It's overpriced. I know exactly what I'm getting.
And even P.F. Chang's, as douchey as they are, they don't pretend. They don't have like this elevated hipster language. It's just like,
no,
here's an Asian egg roll. Here's a Asian salad. Here's
right.
Edamame.
What is it? It's a thing with a thing with this kind of sauce. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay. What's this? It's a thing with a thing with this kind of sauce. Okay, cool. Like yeah. I don't need it to be that hard. It doesn't have to be that hard.
Yeah. And I think that's where she fell down. Like, too much marketing speak, not enough. Here's the food. Here's photos of people enjoying the food. Come to my restaurant.
If you've got a good restaurant, people will tell other people.
Yeah.
If you want to post up specials every day, if you want to plate your special and snag a photo of it and throw that up and go, hey, it's Thursday. We're doing, I don't know, special spring rolls or something like that. Yeah. Chef's got a special thing in.
Yeah.
We've got fresh this, fresh that. We're doing this all day. Special price. And then occasionally on Friday, you do like a week wrap up or you talk about drink specials or what have you.
Uh-huh.
And you just make the food the highlight. You don't have to be that clever. If you end up getting a fan base that does some fun shit and you get an opportunity to get a mascot, or you decide to have a movie night one night or whatever. Like, on Fridays, on the TVs, we put on 80s action movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like Guilty Pleasure Fridays or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah. You get to watch, like, it's John Hughes Sundays, and they bring in, they put, you know, like
Kung
they
Fu Masterpiece Club. Theater Sunday.
Right, yeah. Like, you want to do something clever like that to try and give people an excuse to come in and get food that they already like because they like your restaurant, and they also... Yeah. Want to sit in and watch 80s movies that are appropriate. I'm looking at you, Big Trouble in Little China, that just shouldn't ever be shown in places like that.
But, shit, man, I want to go to this restaurant now.
Right, but like, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's and really not.
I like your approach of Instagram posts where it's like, the chef got this today, or the chef found this today. This is what they're making. Because that implies that it's all locally sourced, that it's natural, that it's organic, because the chef, like, you're telling the story of the chef getting these ingredients in. Where do they get them from? And that tells the story right there. That tells your freshness right there.
Yeah, you don't know what to do or whatever it is. You do a thing about, like, chef's feeling a little saucy today. We're doing, you know, we're highlighting our wings, and our wings are done in this kind of sauce and this kind of sauce. And you're looking at things going, it's 10:45 and I want wings. Right. Yeah. Like, it's not that hard.
It's 9:13. I want wings. God damn it.
Stop.
what are you doing right after this? I got a car.
I suddenly reminded, I think there's actually wings in my fridge. Anyway, like the point is fat guys deliver, man. I'm telling you right now, you hear that, Space Force? You hear that? That's right. Always down for a bad idea. But yeah, like, you don't need to make it that difficult. There was a restaurant that was around locally that closed because the chef decided to actually just close it. It was called Smoke. It was a barbecue joint.
Oh,
we
right
there.
Yeah, that place was great.
Yeah, they did. They did. What was it? They were dates filled with blue cheese wrapped in like candied bacon.
Oh,
and they were so good. Oh. And they used to do things where they do like a Big Mac, but it was done with like pulled pork and brisket and like a fried mac and cheese patty and then like the special sauce. And they would do specials like this all the time. And essentially, if you go back and I think the Instagram account's like Hickory Smoke Goodness. I'm looking at it. I'm going to look for it right now.
Yeah, but it wasn't
the
pretentious.
Idea is essentially,
like,
yeah, it wasn't pretentious. It was just really good.
Yeah. Cause a bacon wrapped date is something that you would find at like a shishi restaurant or something. It's not something you would expect to see at like your local barbecue joint. And when we went in there, there's like, hey, we have this on the menu. You just order it. There's no like douchebaggy story about like, oh, well, this is the elevated form of barbecue snack and
trying. Okay. Right. So they closed in April 5th of 2019.
Mm.
So their whole thing, right? They've got a logo. It's got a pig with crossbones. The name of the place is called Smoke. The Instagram account is Hickory Smoke Goodness. The whole description, Smoke, period. No capital in S. simple. And then just listed under it, Food Network's Best Barbecue in Baltimore, Baltimore Mag's Best Barbecue of 2016, and the hashtag that they want you to use anytime it's there. And then their Instagram account is just the food that they make that the chef's looking for. Nothing more, nothing less. If they happen to do a catering thing, they snag a photo of them, and they talk about, hey, you should get us to cater your office, your event, your what have you.
Yeah, man.
It doesn't need to be too clever or too cute or be anything. It doesn't pretend it's what it wants to be.
Yeah.
It's just mouth-watering looking food shot on an iPhone.
Like,
everybody's got a great camera right now in their pocket.
Yeah.
There's no reason why a little bit of sunlight or one proper... You could buy one circle light. Shoot your food in amazing quality for, what are we talking, $60 for the light?
That's and you can get them for 30. I mean, they're cheap as shit, but yeah.
Right, so like I'm saying, you get one light and you just make the food. I hate to say it this way. If you make a bunch of them, you can just snag the photos and just put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
And then you just schedule the things and you just have a reminder on your phone. Oh, it's Thursday. Post the wing photo. Hey, we're doing wings today. Don't you love wings? I love wings. Okay, cool.
But it's like any good movie, any good comic book. Show, don't tell. Show, don't tell. Show, don't tell. Show, don't fucking tell.
I'm going to see Star Wars, whether I think it's good or not, whether the trailer's good or not. It's fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, show me the things that interest me. I want good food. And if you show me tasty looking Chinese food that doesn't look like a wet brown pile on top of a wet brown pile, you can do the thing. But seriously though, like fucking get some fresh broccoli, throw that shit in there, have a little pop of color and make the thing happen and keep your clever ass off of the descriptions. Stop it. Stop it.
All Keith had to do was take a photo of the spread that his mom prepared, and I'm blowing up his DMs. I'm like, where the fuck are we? Where's our invite?
Right. The one I'm talking about, proof positive, by the way, guess how many followers they have? Just take a shot in the dark. Local restaurant, one location.
10,000.
In Baltimore. 19,700. 19,000 people were getting these barbecue photos sent to their Instagram feed. And every day, a large portion of them were just salivating about this.
Yeah, man. This lady could have done this. This lady could have done this. Lucky Lee's, put it up. Just start shooting your food. Shut your fucking trap. Let the food talk for itself. People would be in there all day.
I got to be honest with you. I think they started wrong right out of the gate. It should just be called Lee's.
Should be just Lee's. It'd be great.
Just Lee's. Stop with this Lucky shit. It invokes a question that doesn't need to be asked.
You get Lee's, and you don't do, if you want to have like an elevated Chinese food thing, your logo is like a nice, nice lettered font or something, like a very, very elegant Lee thing. And then, you know, you just start shooting food. You just start putting up food. You just, because people will see, like, if you have an interesting take on Mapo Tofu, if there are like watermelon radishes in it and you call it Mapo Tofu, people will see it and be like, well, that's not the Mapo Tofu I know, but I'm gonna order it and put it in my face.
Right. Yo, did you see this? This doesn't look like anything. I should go check this out. This actually looks real good.
Yeah.
If you get a bunch of interest or whatever it is, and somebody has a couple thousand followers, invite them over for a free lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you
like,
when,
let your food be the period of a sentence you don't have to say.
Exactly.
When you're that good at doing a thing, you show up, you put the plate down, you thank them for coming out, you try and make sure that their glass is always full, they always have clean things in front of them, and the food is as high quality as it ever is, and you make sure you give them a realistic experience.
Yeah.
And if they walk away and they're like, yo, guys, this is the truth, you all need to go check this out, suddenly one free meal turns into a couple thousand paid meals, and it's the old Wayne's World bit. And then they tell two friends, and then they tell two friends, and then so on, and so on. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah, and there is definitely space in the market for new takes on cuisine. Like, P.F. Chang's is like a very specific take on Chinese food. But like, it works, because they don't fuck around. They let the food talk for itself.
I hate to say it this way. There's plenty of room in the market for old takes on old cuisine just done well.
Yeah.
If you make good food, there's going to be a market for it.
Yeah, and I think the problem here is that all the social media stuff got in the way. So we have no idea if her food was any good. Like, yeah. it could have been amazing.
Yeah. Here's what I've learned. They have an unfortunate name in a part of the country that I would immediately assume can't cook Chinese food. And they don't know how to market to an audience because they're going to get called out. Don't do things on social media.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a difficult concept.
No.
Assume social media, it has the police watching you at all times. Seriously, you're in front of a live studio audience, then the police happen to be there. Will the thing that you do get you the attention you're looking for?
Right.
If it doesn't, should you put it online?
Right.
Because if you're looking for trolls, fine. If you want that kind of negative heat, fine. But if you actually want to grow your business, ask yourself the question, should I be doing this? Mm-hmm. And if you have to ask yourself the question, should I be doing this? Stop doing it. It's a self-policing system.
Yeah, sometimes you don't fucking do it.
I don't know. Stop. Right there. That's your high sign.
Yeah.
Actually, that's true of really anything.
Yeah, kids, pretty much.
Hi. Fucking Dude Cast member Brandon Chalmers. If you have your phone and you're about to go do a thing, don't care what it is, and you ask yourself that little Jiminy Cricket thing just sitting on your shoulder going, hey, pal, you probably shouldn't do that. The internet doesn't need to see your nuts. Like, don't do it. Don't trust that voice. That voice wants you to get a paycheck in 5 years. Like, trust that voice. Mm-hmm. This is coming from a guy who curses like a sailor on the internet. Hear me tell you, stop it. Like, just don't.
Well, you're not on Twitter anymore, so that's great.
No, I shut that down. Twitter's a cesspool. It's a cesspool. No one has ever won an argument on Twitter.
Oh, that's for
sure.
All
it is just basic. It's human cockfighting is what it is. The UFC has rules that Twitter doesn't. Recognize this. You can't eye gouge in UFC. You can do that on Twitter. Let that be a message for you. If you ain't ready to join Bloodsport, shut that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's the professional leagues of internet. And you can sit in a corner and you can try and be clever and you can screen cap your stuff and throw it on Instagram and you might be funny and good on you. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy all of these screen caps and the people who get them right, kudos to you. I enjoy it. Keep up the hard work. But please, can we not pretend like you are absolutely standing in line to have your world shut down by being on Twitter?
Yeah.
It is literally the definition of a draft. You're waiting for your lottery number to come up where you say something that someone takes the wrong way, and all of a sudden it's a human dog pile. You lose your job, and everything completely shuts down. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, either be squeaky clean, have the ability to have zero fucks given, or stay your ass out of the fight. There's a reason why you don't step in the octagon. Mm-hmm. Recognize this. That's true of a lot of things in life. You don't need the fight.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Yeah. Like, what does she gain by doing that? She lost her restaurant. Now, I understand that she has an incredibly highly... And let's be clear here also. Her restaurant may have actually just been trashed. It may have shut down because it actually just wasn't making money because it was trash. And the internet thing could just be a side effect.
Sure. For sure.
A lot of restaurants fail. Mm. But assuming that's the catalyst that caused it to happen, kids, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So I wanted to put it out there because I feel like you and I could be consultants for these kind of things.
Yeah. You know what it's going to be? You're going to pay me $1,500 a week to walk into your business or your home and slap the phone out of your hand.
No.
Just no. I'm going to walk up. I'm going to knock it out of your hand. Get up. I mean, like the Nerf case, not an OtterBox. It ain't enough. I got them bare paws. I'm going to come down on you. Like, you should powder my hand. I'm going to come down on you. And I'm going to slap it out of your hands. You're going to hit the ground. You'll be like, what are you doing? And I'm going to be like, saving your business. Stop it. Like, seriously.
Yeah, man. For sure.
Yeah.
Damn shame. Could have been awesome.
You're never going to grow your business on Twitter. You're never going to win an argument on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you better be ready to pay or put a ton of effort in Instagram.
Yeah.
If you're not willing or ready to do any of those things, be niche in a different way and learn to just make good stuff. Yeah. Ask everyone that comes in to review you on things and to spread the word of it and post the most innocuous shit when you actually are on social media. So this way you do have a presence and make sure you don't piss anybody off.
Yeah. Just photos of food.
Just post the food, mention your specials. Don't get clever. Don't get cute. Hey, Wednesday's wing night. Come on out. Come hang out with us at Lee's. And just cool. Thanks. And just, you can do some fun stuff. The Instagram videos, the boomerangs of them saucing wings. Throw that up there.
Oh,
don't
God.
Use any words.
Oh.
Don't do any video. Don't let anybody be clever. Don't let anybody do any facial expression. That camera stays down. Like, I don't want to know what Lee looks like. I never want to know what Lee looks like. If I happen to go in there, it needs to be like a reverse Wilson. I need it to be like Home Improvement rules. I only see the bottom. He needs to be like Nanny from Muppet Babies. Like,
yeah.
I want like Western doors that go up to the ceiling and then cut like mid apron. I just want to know what his sneakers are like. Like, that's it. That floor needs to be spotless. And I want to know what kind of Crocs he's wearing. And that's it. Like, I don't want to know. Is he a centaur? No, because I can see his feet. Everything else is a question mark. He might be a 6-foot cat. Don't know. Don't care. He makes delicious food.
Yeah. And that's all we care about. That's all we care about. Because we might have gone to this fucking place.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But I here's what I know. If you make good food, you don't end up on a Gordon Ramsay show. That's not a difficult concept.
Yeah.
Like, you need to treat your menu like the plague. You call Gordon Ramsay the plague. He's delightful. But you treat him like, I don't need any sort of like somebody coming in, asking, you know, holding bread next to my head and asking me what I am. And I'm an idiot. Say what you think. Right. Yeah. Like, I don't need the risotto criticism. I don't want risotto on my menu. I can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'll do the things I recognized. So genuinely, like, you want to make another run at it, do the restaurant thing, but stop trying to overcomplicate everything.
Yeah.
You're not going to be more clever than everyone else on the internet. Know this, accept this.
Yeah.
Professional comedians literally spend time trying to cultivate an audience on Twitter, and they get shut down and they get bullied and things are terrible. Like, don't do it. You're not ready to climb in at that level.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah. Also call us. Also call us, because we could have saved the lady.
My first question, can I come in and eat your food?
Right.
Right. Is it any good?
Yeah.
If simple questions, is your food good? Can we eat it? Do I have to be on the internet to deal with your shit?
If the answer is yes to the third, get the fuck out.
Like, genuinely, I the amount of businesses that I have previously patroned and then stopped going to because of their internet presence is well into the dozens.
Man.
So let that be a lesson to you. It's money out of your pocket.
Yeah, it's a risk. And, eventually you're going to fuck up and say the wrong thing. And it's going to blow up in your face.
Yeah.
So just show pictures of the food.
Make good food. It's not hard.
Yeah. And then hire us to not only consult for you, but we'll take the photos of the food.
Yeah. Let Jamie be your photo guy. Let me be your no guy. Like, that's really what I want. I want to start a consulting business where I'm your no guy. You come to me and you go, I think I want to do yada yada on the internet. And I'm like, no.
No, I
tell you what, let's float a test balloon and see how quickly everyone shouts at you if you want to find out what this like.
No.
Yeah. Bad idea.
Yeah. All right, Brandon. Well, I think we have an idea for a new business for us.
Yeah. Well, because what we needed, Jamie, were more business ideas.
Always be working.
yeah.
Always.
The hustle's real.
Always be working. Always be working, Brandon. Never not be working.
Fucking life rule.
All right, B, where can people find you?
Ironically enough, on the internet. You can find me on Instagram, not taking photos of food and not making commentary about things, except for the goddamn pot. Jamie Noguchi. Okay, hang on a second, real quick. I've been listening to a podcast called American Elections Wicked Game. Every week they go through, they cover an election, right? We're finally at the one with Lincoln. The way that it starts is it talks about Lincoln at a duel with a guy like 20 years before he went to go run for president, where he was standing across a field from another man holding a broadsword, defending the honor of his wife, and told the guy, if you come at me, I will defend myself and I will cleave you from tip to tail. And then waved the broadsword over his head, cut a limb off a tree, and then stared the guy down. And the guy was like, you know what, bruh? I'm good. And then my favorite part about this, if Lincoln with a broadsword isn't good enough, because why not? Years later, Lincoln's at an event. There's a general that walks up to him, talks to him, says, hey, I heard this story about you in a duel with a broadsword. Lincoln looked at him and says, are you my friend? He says, yes. He said, then never bring that up and we'll continue to stay that way. Dude threatens somebody about not talking about how much of a badass he is. That's how much of a badass he is. Goodness. Could not. That's the first four fucking minutes of this podcast about Lincoln. First four. This isn't fucking, it's factual.
God damn it.
Like, I was not prepared for that for, sent me down a 25-minute writing fanfic in my head, Lincoln badass spiral. Like, I want Lincoln to play the Kurgan. I want to find out the Kurgan is actually Lincoln.
It's Lincoln, like, yeah.
There's a whole Highlander movie. Christopher Lambert plays Abe Lincoln. We end up coming back, come to find out. He gets shot in the head, and that's how he ends up running away. Like, we find it out. That's great. He lost a duel and then ended up standing back up, winning the duel, killing everybody. Then all of a sudden, we find ourselves, he's the 16th president. Outstanding. Let's do this thing. Let's end slavery. Right, yeah. And then finds himself literally in the thing just going, it was good. And then all of a sudden, the quickening starts. He panics, shot in the back of the head, end of the movie.
Yeah.
This is like,
God, I want that now. Fuck, man.
Jamie, you know the reason he grew the beard? Because a little girl wrote him a letter and said, your face is too thin and ladies like the whiskers. And he grew a beard. He's answering fan mail and granting women wishes with his beard and broadsword.
Fuck, man.
Cannot. Anyway, you can find me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers. Pivot like a mother.
If Bernie or Warren can lift a broadsword.
You know what? New requirement.
Yeah, I'm
new.
I'm
new requirement. You hear that, Uncle Joe? I hope you boned up on your broadsword.
Because 45 ain't bringing it. Like, he can't hold.
I'm good with all of this.
Man, yeah. I want that. I fucking want that. I want a president.
Yeah, someone alert the Yang Gang. Somebody needs to put a sword in that man's hand.
Oh, dude. $1,000 a month and a fucking broadsword.
If you had the mic, you'd drop it.
That'd be great. Well, you can find me here because wherever you see this, I uploaded it on Twitter, Angry Zen Master. Lately, it's been a lot about me drawing and me complaining about politics. So if you like that stuff, and then Instagram, Jamie Noguchi, where I post photos and art stuff and all that kind of stuff. So that's me.
Yep.
All right. Sit. We'll see you next week. We're back on the horse.
Yeah. Go do the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go eat good food.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat food. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Do it.
But.